on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Big day of racing today at the Ballarat Synthetic Circuit. Now, two tipsters to find you all the winners today, Brendan Delaney and Warren Huntley. Good morning, Brendan.
Good morning, Michael. How are we?
I'm very well. Confident today?
Yeah, I think we can get a couple of winners today, which will be handy.
Oh, I like it. Now, Warren Huntley joins us as well. It's been a big morning for Warren. You've been out at Moonee Valley having a look at a few of the contenders for Saturday's Fee and Stakes meeting in action. How are you, Waz?
Great, thanks, Michael. Good good morning out there. 50-odd gallopers out there at Moonee Valley this morning, so a busy morning looking at them, and from a tipping point of view, I can only improve on yesterday.
Well, let's not talk about the past. We'll talk about the future. I think it was a tough day for most people yesterday. I know you're going to have a chat to Hawley on RSN Central about this morning, but if you could pinpoint the best worker in your eyes this morning heading to Saturday, who was it?
Fartnar was very sharp. Michael, he's a fast horse, and he looked to scoot around the valley, but that's what you expect from Fartnar. From a different type of horse, I love what I've seen from Nerf Boss, the imported grey horse with the Lindsay Park operation. He probably needs to get to a staying trip, but I think he's going very well. Loved his work this morning.
All right. Well, we'll hear a more in-depth report with Gareth on RSN Central a little later today. Eight race program on the synthetic at Ballarat. The first race is at 1:30. The last straw hay supply is over 2,100 metres for the maidens. Rebel Excel is the favourite, odds on. No scratchings, $1.95. Ruby Sunrise is at $4.40. Front Page News, $5.50, as is Serious Deal. Rebel Excel's had a few chances, Brendan. Can it break its duck at start 14?
I think he's more than capable of breaking the duck today, Michael. Slow start didn't really help him at Pakenham last time out, but he got held up prior to the turn and then again early in the straight, and he was doing his best work late. He should have won that race at Pakenham last time, and with all things going his way today, he can win this to beat Front Page News. He'll be fitter again, fourth run up for the break. Should get a soft lead here and be able to just roll along as he likes. He's had a few chances now, though. Princess and Achiever was one that caught the eye. Was off the bit a mile out at Pakenham last time. Does come back in trip here, but got really charging to the line late. That was only his second start, so maybe they might get at him a little bit earlier today, and he might be one that will be strong to the line. And then Roscoe. Synthetic runs have been good. Did a stack of work at Bendigo last time out, but his couple of runs here on the synthetic have been okay. 3-1-2-5 in the first.
2-5 for Brendan in the first. Are you with the odds on him in the first as well, Warren?
Couldn't back him at that price, Michael, but I don't want to tip anything to beat him. And I was talking to Ben Day, our producer off here, just wondering how much more of the synthetic track racing we've got. I think in about another week or so, we might see the end of the synthetic, and while the warm weather kicks in, so the last week or so of synthetic racing, just having a quick look at the calendar. And I'm here with Rebel Excel, number 3, ahead of 6 Serious Deal, who gets the blinkers on. 1 Front Page News will give a sight riding the speed, and 9 Ruby Sunrise. Some of the better runs have been on the synthetic track and might be looking for this step up in distance. Not a race I'm that keen on, but it's a birthday for one of them, and I think it might be Rebel Excel. 3-6-1-9.
3-6-1-9. Be wary of the odds on, is the comment from Warren. Though, race number 2, we've got a few scratchings here. 6, 7, 8, and 10, which has certainly knocked around the field. It's for the 3-year-old Pipe Pro Drilling over 1,400 metres. Surreal Step is the favourite from the Hayes Dabernick stable. This morning, 2:30 into $1.90. Miraku is at $4.60. War Dame, $4.80. Yilong Power is next in the market. And if we have a look at Surreal Step's form, got beaten over 3 lengths, but gee, running behind Lady Lapidio certainly appears to measure up well for a Tuesday synthetic Ballarat meeting. Warren?
You can take the short price about Surreal Step as opposed to the first. And we've seen him trial up. He's been trialling really well in the jump outs at Flemington, and you've referenced the form lines, and I think he'll win 3 Surreal Step ahead of 11 War Dame. Recent jump out was okay. 1 Maruko, looks like he'll get out over further, but he's got a bit of strength about him. Kicking off his career at 1,200 metres looks suitable. And 5 Zakarak Ditto was under pressure but stuck to the task pretty well in a recent jump out on the synthetic track at Pakenham. But I think 3 wins, next best for me, 11-1-5.
3, almost a good thing, 11-1-5. Brendan, are you in the same boat? You'd rather take $1.90 about this favourite?
Yeah, for sure. Same four numbers for me, same order. Surreal Step on top here. Our most recent jump out at Flemington I was pretty happy with. You go back to the run in the St Albans at Moonee Valley, that was a complete forget run. He got beat six lengths on that occasion, should have finished a lot closer, just got jammed up coming around the turn and never really got out. Ward Damien for second, can improve off the back of that debut run. Going by his most recent jump out there at Caulfield. Moroku, he looks a big strong colt, stepping out today for the Stokes team. And then at number five, Zacharak. So 3-11-1-5, carbon copy of Warren's numbers for me.
3-11-1-5 might be one of the good things of the day in race number two, the $1.90 favourite at the moment. Race number three, this is over the 1,500 metres for the three-year-olds and up. Maidens here, and we've got another well-back runner here. No scratchings, number five, Mr. Ballistic from the Anthony Freedman stable. Today has been $2.60 into $2.20, a clear-cut favourite. Canyon Bay is at $4.60. Gold Rock out to $4.80. Hamados is at $5.50. All others are at double-figure odds. Now, this morning on The Breakfast Club, Lord Kennewell, who trains Canyon Bay, was on with the boys. This is what he had to say about Canyon Bay's chances.
Yeah, she was good for the quality of horse that she is. She was in the right race and she ran well. And she'll be better suited, obviously, for the little step up in distance today in the run under her belt. So it doesn't look a great deal of depth to it. So I would think she's got an each-way chance. Not one that I'll be going all in on, but she's got definitely an each-way chance.
All right, just an each-way push there from Lord Kennewell. The money's come for Mr. Ballistic. Are you with the favourite here, Brendan?
Yeah, certainly am. I thought he jumped out well in preparation for the debut run there at Pakenham, where he was okay, closed off well late. He'll be better for that experience. He was back on the fence. He had the head up in the air from the wide draw today. He'll be able to flow into the race a little bit better, you'd expect, and the extra trip but won't be an issue for him. He's a nice big gelding, and I think he'll be winning here at start number two. Canyon Bain for second will be better for that closing effort fresh. Hamados, number four, resumes as never far away fresh and held his own in a pretty strong jump out at Ballarat recently in preparation for this. And then All Dreams was well beaten here at Ballarat last time out over 1,200 metres. But I thought the chasing, if it was okay, stepping out in trip might be one that'll be hitting the line well. The former Queenslander, 5.11.4.8.
5.11.4.8. He's firmed again, Mr. Ballistic, into 2.10 now. Warren, can we get a favourite race-to-race double?
I think we're looking at a very skinny early quaddy as a player today, Michael, and he just looks the one. His debut run was safely held, but in a good form race behind Extreme Pride. He'd be better for that experience, and the race lacks depth. So he's the obvious. 5 ahead of 10, Gold Rock, who's deep into the first racing prep, gets the blinkers on. Canyon Bay was okay first up. Lord Kennewell was a pretty positive, beaming sort of bloke. That's about as modest as his assessment as his horses, I'd say. And I put 4 Hamados in next best, who's resuming with the blinkers off. But 5 looks very hard to beat, ahead of 10, 11 and 4.
5, 10, 11 and 4. Could be a couple of early good things on the program today at Ballarat. Race number 4, the Polytrack Maiden, over 1,100 metres for the 3-year-old maidens. And we do take out a few scratchings here. 2, 4, 6, 7, 11 and 14. Came in from the Galagota stable is the favourite. Opened up at $6, obviously deductions with scratchings. 260 into 240. First up is a pronounced favourite. Streets of Sumeroy, is it? Or is at $3.40. Been money for it this morning, $4 into $3.20. Annabeth, $3.80. Backpedal, $4.40. And then you're out to $8.50. or better for the rest. Another one that is going to be reasonably short in the market here, Warren. Do the favourites just keep on winning?
Well, this is a load-up leg of the early quaddy for me, Michael. I'm taking 2 runners, and I thought Cayman has trolled up really well. Gelded, crossover noseband comes off. He just looks like he's going well enough to win a maiden. But I do think Streets of Samori, who trolled well going into that first up run, is a danger, just with a little bit of luck from the draw. But that task's been made a little bit easier with the scratchings. I've gone 1 ahead of 12. 10 Backpedal looks to go quite nicely at the jump outs, getting ready to get to the races. And 9 Annabeth resuming might be next best. But pretty clear cut in terms of the two main chances for me. 1, 12, 10, 9.
1, 12, 10 and 9. That Grinzinger Ali form looks pretty good for Streets of Samoy. Are you thinking it can beat the favourite, or will another favourite win here, Brendan?
I'm going with Backpedal here, number 10. I thought the most recent jump out was really nice at Caulfield, going up the hill, ran fourth or fifth in that trial, and was the one being held together where the rest of them were under pressure, I think, from the good draw. Jamie Carr in the saddle. Backpedal can play a real part in this race. Kyman's trialled up well, and the jump out was good also. He resumes as a gelding here today. 12 Streets of Sumoy was a good effort fresh at Cranbourne, but in that Grinzinger Arnie race, we've seen him trial up really nice yesterday at Cranbourne. And then number 9, Anna Beth, didn't have much luck behind Sizzle Fly in her only run in her first preparation. She had a pretty sharp trial at Pakenham on the synthetic recently. 10-1, 12-9.
10-1, 12-9. And it looks like it could well be a very skinny early quaddie. We're four races down. We'll take a break. On the other side, we'll get stuck into the main quaddie at Ballarat Synthetic today.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Warren Huntley and Brendan Delaney finding us a winner at today's Ballarat Synthetic meeting. We are four races down. Race number 5 is the first leg of the quaddie, the Porter Plant Handicap, over 2,100 metres. In this race, we can take out two runners, numbers 1 and 2. The market has Wolf Tone, the favourite, at $3. Penthouse Kitten, $3.70. Voodoo Queen, $4. $6, Captain Argento. And then we're out to double figure odds. Warren already looks a little more competitive, these races. Only a small field, but the top four in betting have all been well found.
And I think they're probably the ones you have to work around. And I don't have a firm opinion, Michael, but I thought 5 Penthouse Kitten, who went back in distance last start, gets back up in trip here, gets the little gear change with the tongue tie coming off. But sort of from an inside draw, won't have to do any early work, should be strong late. 5 Penthouse Kitten. Now, 4 Voodoo Queen, she's the one who's probably early enough in a campaign that she's still improving, and this trip should suit. 3 Wolf Tone, he doesn't win out of turn, but he's consistent in this grade. I've been with him for his last couple, and I'm probably maybe jumping off at the wrong time, but He can run well, but I've got him in as a place chance. And 6 Captain Argento, another one who might be able to ride the speed and make at least a bit of the running. But 5, 4, 3, and 6 are the numbers I'm working around, Michael.
That's right, Bill. 5, 4, 3, and 6. Brendan, you got the same 4?
Yeah, same 4 for me. A race that I'm not keen on at all. Voodoo Queen's on top. She's got the lesser convictions of them all. She stirred up from a break. I thought she was solid enough at the mile last time at Pakenham. She's out to a trip where she's been effective before, and she gets the services of Jamie Carr, who's got on with her well in the past. So Voodoo Queen for me to beat Wolf Tone. Not sure what type of Wolf Tone's going to turn up. If he brings his best, he should beat them and beat them comfortably. But really, does he bring his best to the race as Wolf Tone? Penthouse Kitten, his stablemate, rises up in trip again here today. Would it be too far away, you would think? Then Captain Argento, number 6, 4, 3, 5, and 6. They'll be the 4 for the quaddie, just through process of elimination, I think.
All right, same set of numbers, different order, 4, 3, 5, and 6. Race number 6 could be the shortest price favourite of the day. In this race, we take out the 6 and opened up $1.70 this morning, 160 into 150, Mactabar. Punters got their fingers burned on it last start, although it did ease a lot towards jump time when it finished second. Scoozy at $8, so that's the difference in the market. $1.50 out to $8, $8.50 for data set. She's shuffling at $12, double figure odds. Is this a one out? Was had trialled the house down before it finished second at Sale last start. Does it get the cash today?
I want some insurance, Michael. She can win for sure, and she's my top selection, but she's coming back to the 1,000 metres here, which may well suit her. And as you referenced, she had that good jump out in between that leading into that run in between her win at Ballarat. But I want some insurance, but I think she's the most likely winner. I think Scoozy will be off the speed and strong late. Data set had excuses first up, the way the race shaped up, had trialled well going into this campaign, and I put 10 She's Shuffling in as next best. But I want some insurance in the quaddie, and numbers 8, 3 and 2 are the ones I'm primarily working around. 8, 3, 2, 10.
8, 3, 2 and 10. Could we get a split in this race then, do you think, Brendan?
I'm hoping not. I'm heavily in the corner of the favourite here, MacTabber. That's what my quaddie will be revolving around today. Covered ground, she was only just picked up late. They're fresh at sale. Coming back to the 1,000 won't be too much of a problem for her. She'll be upriding the speed, which is no disadvantage, over the 1,000 metres on the synthetic here at Ballarat. They're going to have their work cut out running her down, I would think. Data set in for second. Probably wasn't in the best ground at sale in the same race as MacTabber last time out, and has placed second up. Scoozy, she'll be steaming on from the back, and then maybe a spree finale, best of the rest. But eight is what my day revolves around pretty much here. 8, 2, 3, 4.
8, 2, 3, and 4. The shorty of the day, MacTabber. A good thing from Brendan Delaney. Race number 7 is... the third leg of the quaddie today, and this is over the 1,400 metres. Duchess Grace is the favourite. We can take out numbers 6, 7 and 11, trained by Lloyd Kennywell. This is what Lloyd had to say about Duchess Grace this morning.
Should have won the last three. She won two of her last three, and the run in between she should have won. There was just no speed in the race. And she powered home, and bit of a synthetic queen. She's no well-beater. She's just been well-placed in the right races, and today, again, she's in the perfect race, well weighted with the claim, and he steers it, she should be getting the money.
Wow. That's the Lloyd Kennywell that we know, the confident Lloyd Kennywell. She's been well back, not surprising, since Lloyd spoke to the Breakfast Boys. $2.90 into $2.50 favourite. Scarbeck was equal favourite this morning at $2.90. It's eased now out to $3.30 with the money for Duchess Grace. Kimu's at $4.20, $5 horse for hire. Only runners under double figure odds. And it would be great to see Duchess Grace win for young Jaden Lloyd. Could this be his first winner as a jockey? Of course, the son of the champion, Jeff Lloyd. Are you in the camp of Duchess Grace, Warren?
I've got her in the mix, and it's good to know Lloyd's back. I was a bit worried about him after his comments about the first horse, but nice to know he's recovered. Look, I thought Scarbeck, who showed really good talent earlier in the career, got back on track, having a campaign now with Melody Cunningham. I'm going to go with 3, just ahead of 1, Duchess Grace, who's got that good turn of foot that Lloyd outlined. 2, horse for hire. I thought might have had some sort of excuses last start, staying around the 1,400 metres suits. And 4, Kaimu, getting fitter, might be the one that rides the speed from that inside draw and makes them all try and run her down. And again, they're the 4 I'm working around, but it would be great to see Jaden Lloyd get that first win on the board. 3, 1, 2, 4.
3, 1, 2, and 4 for Warren. How do you see the third leg of the quaddie, Brendan?
3, 1, 4, and 2 for me. I'm with Scarbeck. Thought it was a deserved win at Seymour last time out. It'd been going okay prior to that victory. Logan McNeil's claims a hell race as well here on the synthetic to beat. Number 1, Duchess Grace, just too good for them last time. Has good record around the distance. Hopefully for Jaden Lloyd, this can be the one that gets the monkey off the back. Kaimu off a really heavy track at Geelong last time back onto the synthetic, and then horse for hire, I thought, stuck it out well here last time out after a good trip. 3, 1, 4, and 2.
3, 1, 4, and 2. The boys are in step in race number 7. The last of the day, the high gain winner's choice. 1,200 metres. In this race, we take out numbers 1, 7, 13 and 14. Beauty Option. Brad Rewilla rides for Graham Begg. $2.70 favourite. Miss Geneva, $4.80. Fabian Spirit, $4.80. $6.50. Yankee Toff, all the other runners are at double figures or better. Yankee Toff, trained by Melody Cunningham. She was with the boys on the Breakfast Club this morning. This is what she had to say about Yankee Toff's chances.
No, last start, he probably should have won. The barrier probably did beat us, but we're up in grade. I know he's got the same barrier, but he's back in the 58. He's still well. He's just thriving the horse on this new synthetic track that we've got here. He should be there as well.
Well, it's a good push. $6.50, $2.20. Do we need to trim up the last leg, Warren, or do we need to throw a few in?
Widest leg of the quaddy for me, and on with the emergency that's going to start, number 15, Fabian Spirit, who just the way the race shaped up was exposed early and just vulnerable late last start. There's been a few options for him in the last few days, and the Mar and Eustace stable that are very astute at placing their horses have settled on this one from a good draw with Harry Coffey up on each way, number 15, head of 4, Beauty Option, who was been racing very well, and the win 2 starts ago was solid, another good performance subsequently. 10, Miss Geneva, first up. She looks to have trialled up quite nicely in the jump outs at home, and two Yankee Toff certainly in the mix, as Noel Cunningham outlined. 15-4, 10-2.
15-4, 10-2 to come home for Warren. Brendan, are you with Beauty Option the favourite, or are we going a bit wider?
I'm going with Miss Geneva here, number 10. I really love to jump out at Flemington covering ground. Always a bonus when they can come around that bend at Flemington and cover ground and still be up there with them under relatively little pressure. I think she can win here first up to beat number 4, Beauty Option. Both the runs here at Ballarat on the synthetic have been good, and she seems to be one that doesn't mind getting back in behind the kick up, and she likes to duck and weave through nearer the inside. She should have won last start when Broms got her. She just couldn't get out. 15, favourite. Fabian Spirit, as Warren outlined, had to go for home a fair way out there when he was just left in front. This is a race he can certainly figure in. And Yankee Toff, having a really solid preparation, back to 58 grade, as Melody outlined, is a big plus for him. 10, 4, 15 and 2 for me in the last.
Looks like there's a couple of shorties today, gents. What's the best way to make a dollar? Warren, kick us off.
Race 2, number 3, Surreal Step, my best of the shorties, Michael, and hard to find each way value. I'll go with race 8, number 15, Fabian's Spirit. For the quaddie, first leg 3, 4, 5 and 6. Second leg 2, 3 and 8. Third leg down the page 1, 2, 3, 4. And wide in the last leg with numbers 2, 4, 6, 10 and 16. I'm going to try and get the early quaddie cheaply as the play of the day. First leg 3 only. Second leg 3 only. Third leg 5 only. And loading up the last leg with numbers 1 and 12.
Gee, that's the type of quaddy I like. It'll cost you the princely sum of a dollar for a half unit. Good luck today, Woz. We will hopefully cheer home a few winners today at Ballarat. Brendan, how are you playing the day?
Best bet for me, race 6, number 4, Magtaba. Value, if you want to back one at a double-figure price, you could have something to win and a fair bit more. The place, Prince and Achiever in race number 1. He'll be hitting the line hard. As for the quaddie, first leg 3, 4, 5 and 6. Second leg just 8. Third leg 1, 2, 3, 4 into 2, 4, 10 and 15. Play of the day, might try and nail down race 4 with trifectas and first fours 1, 2, 10 and 12. Boxing up those numbers.
Good on you, Brendan. Good luck today. Prince and Achiever, for those following in the first, currently $23 and $4.20. Good luck with your roughie in the first. Warren Huntley, Brendan Delaney giving us all the winners for today's Ballarat Synthetic Meeting. That wraps up things on the Victorian Form Preview. As I say goodbye, don't forget we've got the next winner in at the RSN 927's Royal Melbourne Show Competition. Congratulations to Matthew Baxter of Bendigo. You've won a double pass. From September 21, the Royal Show celebrates 162 years of bringing the country to the city. We're giving away show tickets every weekday, so get your name into the next draw on the competitions page at rsn.net.au. Up next,